So I just caught up on the latest three episodes of season 9 of The Walking Dead. So spoiler warning, this would be the episodes post Rick. I know I did an episode about that prior, and just life got in the way and I was not able to keep current with the show, but I had the opportunity today, so I went ahead and caught up. I wasn't sure what I would expect. I know in the past I have always thought that the episodes that did not center around Rick tended to leave me lacking more often than not. Of course, there are exceptions, and I was worried what these would be like. And I gotta say, with the first one, I was worried. I really was, because I was really struggling to get into a Walking Dead in a world without Rick. And while there were aspects of the episode that were kind of interesting, on the whole, it just kind of left me feeling meh. I will say, though, a couple of positives about it. I liked the tease with the walkers at the end who started talking when they were chasing Rosita and Eugene. And I enjoyed what appears to be a relationship between young Judith Grimes and Negan, who is very much still around. That did feel a little bit like they were putting part of Carl's story on her, but this show has a history of taking comic book storylines from one character and applying them to another, so I'm not surprised they would do that. There is this new group of characters whom Judith found. She actually found them at the end of Rick's final episode, but she convinces the others to more or less take them in. Michonne doesn't exactly go along with that, but for whatever reason, she decides that while they cannot stay with her, she's willing to take them to the hilltop. And throughout this process, other people come to the hilltop, such as Carol and Henry. Carol, whose wig is absolutely awful, they're trying to show her as an older woman now because of the time jump, and it is not working at all. She looks absolutely ridiculous. But Carol and Henry, whom she's adopted and she's now married Ezekiel, they also go to the hilltop because Henry wants to learn to be a blacksmith. And this also feels kind of like what they did with Carl in the comics, where he left Alexandria, he left Rick to go learn a trade, to be his own man, to help out the community more. It's fine. It's a fine storyline. It doesn't bother me any. It's a little bit like, okay, if you wanted that story, why not just keep Carl around? And of course, on their way to the hilltop, Carol and Henry met up with Daryl and brought him as well. And then in the most recent episode, you've got Daryl and Jesus going out looking for Eugene, who had gotten separated from Rosita, where they were gone by this crazy herd that seems to be acting erratically. Again, at the end a couple episodes ago, you heard somebody in this herd talking. You heard one of the walkers talking, which has obviously never happened before. But the entire episode, they're looking for Eugene. They find Eugene. They're trying to get back with Eugene, and they're struggling to get away from this herd because all the usual tactics that they normally would employ are not working. They cannot seem to divert this herd out of the way. In fact, at one point, Daryl throws like some firecrackers or something to draw their attention, and they start to go, and then they get pushed back. And you see things being used, like it looked like an alarm clock once being used to help herd them, no pun intended, in the way that didn't seem very natural for herds to this point in The Walking Dead. By the end of the episode, Michonne and a couple of this other group whom she's starting to open up to have caught up with Jesus and company to try and help. And they end up in a pretty cool fight scene in what looked to me like a graveyard, though I couldn't quite tell if that's what it was. Jesus has a couple awesome action moves, action moments. He's always been someone who uses his feet a lot, and that was really cool to see that still. And then he goes to basically chop off one's head, and it suddenly, unnaturally for a walker, dodges out of the way, does like a little spin move, and stabs and kills Jesus. So, of course, this raises lots of questions. They fight off the herd, and then while looking at, or fight off the group that had gotten in there, because they'd kind of put them through a choke point to limit how many could get to them physically, Daryl investigates. He looks at the walker that killed Jesus, discovers it's not a walker, it is a man wearing a walker mask. This is where I'm going to tell you, if you do not read the comic or know what's coming ahead in the show or don't want to know, then this would be the time to finish this episode. That said, if you're still here, I'm going to talk about the comic just ever so briefly. What we have, so that was it. That was your last warning. What we have coming is the Whisperers. I really like the Whisperers in the comics. I think they're a really cool, interesting villain. The Walking Dead as a history is basically the heroes scavenge for supplies, find a base, find another encampment. They fight, they absorb some of those people, rinse and repeat. The Whisperers are a group unlike any other. They effectively put on the skin of walkers. And what they do is use the fact that they now look and smell like the walkers to walk among them and literally herd them, to shepherd them into areas that they want to go. And I really enjoy their characters in the comics. So I am excited the show is doing that. So ultimately, of these three post-Rick episodes, each one did get better for me. And by the time I was done watching the most recent one, I would have watched another one had it been available. And not just to catch up out of obligation, but because I actually wanted to see where they were going with it. Let me know what you think of the post-Rick world on The Walking Dead. Brentech Prime on Twitter.